Welcome to Pablo Roster from Spoleto, Italy. We'll be talking to Pablo about the 10 songs that he would choose to have if he were cast away on a deserted island, perhaps forever. First, we will need to cast Pablo away.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Man overboard!
Cast away!
Oh my God! So much water! I never saw so much water in my life. Oh, what happened? Oh my God! Where I am?
He finds himself
wet.
This on a deserted
like
island. Pablo, we're going to let you decide to describe what kind of island are you on? A tropical island, an island maybe with pine trees a little bit further north?
I don't know if I am in Scandinavia or let me list. Let me see. No, I'm the Caribbean. I am in the Caribbean island. I think close to Jamaica or something like that.
All right. I think that's going to bode well for the music selections for tonight. Pablo, we met a few years back now, and we met when you were doing a show. You were performing in a bar celebrating its 7th anniversary, a cafe, Degli Artisti, actually, in Spoleto, Italy. So we've become friends since then, and this is a good opportunity for Rachel and I to learn a little bit more about you and for the folks in Sitka and coastal southeast Alaska to learn a little bit about reggae music and reggae music in Italy in particular, because that is indeed what you were doing when we met you, is performing reggae music. So first off, maybe tell a little bit about where you were born and where you're living now.
I was born in Spoleto, which is a small medieval town in center Italy. And I lived most of my life here. I spent some time working in Japan, working in London. I've been in Germany, but most of my time is spent here. And the main reason why I'm here is because I play and I produce Roster, which is a reggae dub band in Italy. And I know it can sound very strange because we have white skin and Italy is not really the land of reggae. But anyway, we always try to do our best.
So, Pablo, when did you first hear reggae music? When did you first hear music? And then when did you first hear reggae music?
Well, it started everything when I was 19 years old. And before, I always thought that reggae music was boring because it sounds all the same. So I found on TV one Italian band. They made a video. And then I saw, very nice. What a very nice song. But the name of the band was called Reggae National Tickets. And I thought, so this band plays only reggae. Oh, they must be boring. Then after a few months, still on TV, I saw another video of them. And I thought, wow, that also this song is really, really cool. So I decided to buy the album because at that time, it wasn't easy to download music from internet. We are talking about something like 1998. And so I bought this, and that was my first reggae album, and then I couldn't stop listening to this. And then I decided to see them live, and after that, my life radically changed.
Did you begin performing and writing immediately after you saw the first concert?
Just a few weeks later, because I had a friend of mine which was living close to Venice, and Venice, it's really like the Italian Jamaica. They have so many reggae events and reggae bands and reggae clubs. And my friend invited me to Venice. I said, yeah, sure, I want to see Venice. And then he brought me to see this band, and I recognized it was the same band of the album. I said, oh, what a coincidence. And I was surprised because they were saying something like the singer was saying "Ja," and all the audience was replying "Rastafari," and then they were always speaking about Haile Selassie and then these people. So I thought, maybe there must be some kind of subculture behind this. It's not just music. And I went to one guy in Spoleto, my city, because he was the bassist of a local reggae band. And I asked him, "Hi, can you please give me some music, reggae music, because I'm curious. And who is Haile Selassie? And why they say Jah Rastafari? And why they have this hair, these dreadlocks? They look to me so dirty. I will never have them. And by the way, now I have more than 1 meters or 1.5 meters long dreadlocks, and they are growing on my head since 15 years. So life is so unpredictable. And he gave me one album from one band from Naples called Alma Megretta. And they were famous because they were mixing reggae, dub, and some kind of Mediterranean sound. Mediterranean sound is something, some kind of melody, which is a little bit from Middle Orient, but not completely. So we call it Mediterranean sound. And then he gave me also one album of Linton Kwesi Johnson, which is a Jamaican poet which moved to England, and he wrote from the 70 until now the most beautiful albums of dub poetry. And after this album, I decided also to start learning how to play bass and guitar. So everything was very important in my life.
And again, about how old were you at this time?
I was 19 years old. Yeah,
19 years old.
1998. Yeah, 1998.
Okay. Well, I think it would be good to hear a little bit of the music that you have selected. I do want to talk about when you began performing and what that was like. And I
Yes.
think that you're mixing an album as we're talking, and you've
Yes.
got a Greek producer that you're working with,
Yes.
but we'll talk about those things here in just a little bit. Before we get to the music, though, Pablo, it's not a surprise that much of the music on your list is reggae music. Tell me, did you enjoy the process? Was it difficult to choose only 10 songs? Did you like the process?
It's a very interesting idea, but for me it was very difficult to think how to make a selection, because at the moment, for example, the music which is in my ears is mostly dub and dubstep. But looking back behind my shoulders, I have to say that without my reggae experience and Italian reggae experience, so as you can say, I didn't speak about Bob Marley. I spoke about Italian bands, very local things, but they were so important for me to get a knowledge of reggae. So, it wasn't really not easy. I would have chosen something like, "Can I have a 16 gigabytes iPod for me?"
Only 10 songs, Pablo. Only 10 songs. Well, you
Do my
mentioned
best.
that the first album and indeed the first show was from the Reggae National Tickets, and that is the first band on your list.
Yeah, and by the way, the singer of this band, now he's a reggae superstar all over the world. He's called Albo Rosi. But before, he was just a young kid playing in this Italian reggae band, Reggae National Tickets.
Ascolti quello che Hanno gli occhi scuri, ecco perché molti italiani hanno la pelle scura. Un po' del sangue di Annibale è rimasto a tutti quanti nelle vene. Un po' del sangue di Annibale è rimasto a tutti quanti nelle vene. Nessuno può dirmi stai dicendo una menzogna, no, nessuno può dirmi stai dicendo una menzogna. Se conosci la tua storia sai da dove viene il colore del sangue che ti scorre nelle vene. Se conosci la tua storia sai da dove viene il colore del sangue che ti scorre nelle vene. Durante la guerra pochi afroamericani riempirono l'Europa di bambini neri. Cosa credete potessero mai fare in 20 anni di dominio militare un'armata di africani in Italia meridionale? Un'armata di africani in Italia meridionale. Ecco perché. Ecco perché. Ecco perché. Ecco perché. Noi siamo figli di Annibale. Noi siamo tutti quanti figli di Annibale. Capelli neri, figli di Annibale. La pelle scura, figli di Annibale. Con gli occhi neri, figli di Annibale. Meridionali, figli di Annibale. Sangue mediterraneo, figli di Annibale. Sangue mediterraneo, figli di Annibale. Figli di Annibale. Sangue di Africa, 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 Africa.
And that was Alma Megrete, Fili di Annibale. I probably butchered that, but Pablo, why did you choose that song to have on your island?
Oh, because that was the, I can say that that was the real first Italian dub song, even if it doesn't sound really like modern dub. And Figli di Annibale it means son of Hannibal, because, and this band is from Naples, the south of Italy, and they say that basically it's a song against racism, because they say, oh, Hannibal, when he came with the elephants into Italy, he was there for 20 years. Can you imagine? And now you are kicking out black people. But when they were here and they conquered, can you imagine that your blood is 100% Italian? Or what would these soldiers, what should have done for 20 years? Of course, they found Italian woman, they married. And so inside your blood, inside the blood of every Italian, there is some kind of black man blood. So right. We are just one world, one heart, one persons. And it's really not political, this song, and also not aggressive, but it's just talk about the history of what Hannibal did for 20 years in Italy. So they didn't conquer for a few months, 20 years. And in 20 years, of course, there were new family with black men and white women. And so this is very, very beautiful song, very strong. It's really, without saying any bad words or shouting, the lyrics are so important, really. That was really a masterpiece for me.
Wonderful.
So, Pablo, let's talk a little bit about when you decided to begin making music. You said you learned to play bass and guitar. Did you begin writing your own music at around the same time?
Mostly yes, because then I really had the feeling, the need that I had to create my own band. And it was really not easy, because first of all, I wasn't able to play any instrument, so... And most of my friends were already able to play some guitar, some bass, or some drum, and I was 19 years old, and I wasn't able to do this. So I really was starting with guitar and bass, and just trying to imitate the music from this dub poet, Linton Kwesi Johnson. And I was going over and over and over his songs until I became able to play on my own. And so I directly started to write my music. So we didn't, Raster, for example, never started as a cover band. We always had in our mind to make original music.
And so tell me about the first time that you performed live in front of an audience.
That was in Spoleto, and it wasn't in any small club, but the first concert of Raster was in the main square, and I was really in my pants before going on stage. And I said to myself, why did I do this? And my dreadlocks were so short, they were like if I had something like electroshock in my head before. Oh my God. And that was a contest, and we won the contest actually, because all the other bands were hard rock and metal, and or they were playing something like Nirvana cover band, and we were playing something different. And so we won 100% that prize. And so we decided, okay, we cannot stop it. We have to go to do more to go forward for this. And that was also when I started to play music. That was also the moment where I started to be curious about the Jamaican musicians. And one band which really went into my heart was a band called Israel Vibration. They were three men with poliomyelite. I don't know the English name for this sickness.
Polio, but, yeah.
Polio. So when you can't walk and you have to take some help to walk, and they were on stage always with this, and they are still active, and they were going really on my heart, and their lyrics were so strong, and but the music so sweet at the same time. So it was perfect combination.
Well, let's put things in perspective. Of how many times have you performed in front of an audience since that very first time in the square?
Now I think I did in my career more than 700 concerts all over these years. And also this winter in Italy, we have, like in the rest of Europe, a very huge crisis. But this winter we published our sixth album. It's called The Tribe. And anyway, we had a tour, a good winter tour, because we performed something like 30 times from Florence to Rome to Bologna, Venice, Milan. So most of the main cities in Italy in very huge clubs. So that was very, very good for us.
Wow. Pablo, I had a question. I have been lucky enough to see you perform and a couple times yes. In small places in Spoleto when we were visiting. And you're quite dynamic and energetic and very fun to watch. Have you always been like that on stage, or as you got more comfortable being on stage, did you feel more comfortable in your performance?
I think except from the first time I was on stage, then I really started to enjoy being on stage like crazy, and I was more and more confident. This from the beginning. So at the first years when we were making roots reggae music, it was a little bit strange to see me jumping like crazy over roots reggae rhythms. But then when we turn it into a dub band, now it fits perfectly, because our live are very energetic. This is a very good part of our stage. And anyway, if some radio listeners are curious, they can see many videos, live videos on YouTube from Raster, and they will see how we are on stage.
So the band's name is Raster, R-A-S-T-E-R, and you've been Raster the whole time?
Yep, yes. Except, I mean, the Raster band, so many musicians turned, and I was there for most of the time. Just for 1 year I left, and then I couldn't stay without it. So I rejoined it and say, hello, please take me back. I want to play here.
Well, so, we have played Raster on this program before, and we will be playing some more tonight. Let's go ahead and step into the music again and listen to a couple of the artists that you have already mentioned, and tell us a little bit about the artist and the song that you chose from Linton Kwesi Johnson.
Yeah, Linton Kwesi Johnson, he's, as I said before, he's a dub poet. And Sonny's letter is the letter of Sonny to the mom, which is living in Jamaica. And into this letter, there's written, "Mama, don't worry, everything is okay. I was taking care of my brother, little Jim, but I couldn't do my best, and now I'm in jail because three policemen arrived and they said that I was doing bad things, and they started to hit me, and now I'm in jail. But Mama, don't worry, I'm very feeling good, and everything will be good. Don't suffer for me." That's a very sad song, and also it was written in the 70s when in England there was a lot of huge racism. So it's very important in the moment where it was written. And I have to say that we are an original reggae band, but we did a cover in our album. And in Viaggio, which is our third album from 2006, we made a cover of Sonny's letter. And then it happened that, as I said before, for me, Linton Kwesi Johnson is a master and is my first inspiration. So I was in the south of Italy on the highway, just stopping in a fuel station to eat a sandwich. And who I met? Linton Kwesi Johnson. It's like if you are a fan of Beatles and then you meet Paul McCartney in a fuel station just eating a sandwich. And then I said, oh my God. And then I gave him the preview of this cover, which we recorded. And I said, oh, we would like to include this in the new album, please. And then, I don't know, you have to speak with my manager. And the manager was his wife. So I was writing many emails asking, please, we will pay the copyrights, we will do whatever you want. And at the end, he said yes after I sent him some bottles of good Italian wine.
Oh, that is so great. Wow. So when you met him, did you recognize him or what happened?
Well, he was eating this sandwich and I didn't want to disturb him. And I remember that a friend of mine met him after a concert he had in Florence. And he met him in the backstage and he said, "Oh, Linton Kwesi Johnson, you are such a good musician." And he was so angry and said, "I'm not a musician, I'm a poet." And I did remember this. So I went there and said, "Hi, are you Linton Kwesi Johnson?" And he said, "Yes, I am." And then I said, "Oh, you are a great poet. I have all your books instead of I have all your albums." And he was smiling and said, "Oh, thank you. Oh, really? Oh, I'm so happy about this. Ah, what's your name?" And then we became friends, really. I got the key.
Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, 'cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry if I tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour, when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting for a bus, not causing no fuss, when all of a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen,
all of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim. Same taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing. And him not a thief, not even a button. Jim start to wriggle. The police start to giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and he turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and I do nothing. So me juke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash and dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat me to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and down hearted. Be of good courage till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny.
You never do no harm. timeline come on and the quan the media gone. Babylon they come on Ali and the quan, yeah. Over in the ghetto, tribulations I know now, never seem to leave iron die bread. No time at all, no time at all. So we are one, taking it cool and calm, and so we are one, 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 one.
And we're back with Pablo Roster and his 10 songs that he would take with him on a deserted island. And coming up, we will hear about his dessert, because it is a deserted island, and we'll find out what dessert he would bring with him. But we just listened to Israel Vibration. The song is Cool and Calm. Pablo, why did you choose that one for your island?
Oh, wait, just a moment. You meant desert? I understood dessert with double S, so I thought it was a sweet island. Okay, never mind. So sorry. I choose Cool and Calm because, I don't know, that song makes me cool and calm every time I listen it. So I thought, okay, I'm on a dessert island, so I'm eating dessert all the time, but I'm alone and I will be nervous. So I need some songs to make me cool and calm, actually. So,
excellent. I'd like to ask you, Pablo, about the difference between roots rock, reggae, and dub. And you also mentioned dubstep. So give us a reggae 101 in these types of music.
I think the best way to explain roots reggae is to name Bob Marley. I mean, if you listen to Bob Marley, that's roots reggae. You can recognize the rhythm, the sound, the spirit. That's roots reggae. Dub is something which was born in Jamaica, mostly in the 70s, and it was like first way of remixing reggae. So the people were putting more effects like echo, reverb, and making all the original tracks like more hypnotic and longer. And then dub evolved in the 80s in the UK scene, and they started to also to add new elements from the original song, so to make really like a remix, basically. And the cool thing of dub is that everything is in real time. So if you listen a dub band 10 times the same song, it will be 10 times a different song. Like if you are on theater, that every time you see the same show on theater, anyway, is different. So you get different feelings. And dubstep basically has not so much in common with dub and reggae. But dubstep, the name of the style is similar. And the main author of this kind of music is Skrillex. And he's an American who made this kind of music very popular. But most of the dubstep producers are anyway including some kind of reggae, like Levare, like tratta, tratta, into the deep electronic sound. So now I'm most also inside this kind of music because I am a producer, and I just produced a new album. It's called Dub Fighters, and you can download for free on dubfighters.com. And that's a dubstep album, but inside I've put a lot of my reggae experience in it.
Great. And tell us a little bit about Dub Fighters. Who are the musicians?
Dub Fighters is like a side project of Raster. And instead of Raster makes albums with lyrics and mostly like a pop structure of songs, and Dub Fighters is an instrumental project with guitar, percussions, and all the electronic synthesizer and effects. This album contains 9 tracks. It's a really long work, and we also published a video clip, which you can see on dubfighters.com. And we use this formula. The first 500 copies are for free. You can download from our website. After it, it will be available on sale on iTunes and Deezer, Spotify, and all these other channels.
All right. Tell us about the Greek producer that you're working with right now and what that project's about.
Yes. So on Monday, we published the Dub Fighters album, and that was my production. And then on Tuesday, Vlastur, this is the name of our new producer. He's from Athens in Greece, and he arrived here, and he's producing and remixing and dubbing the new Raster album, because in September 2013, we are going to release a new album of Raster. And right now I am in the studio, but in another room, so you don't hear anything. But in the other room, they are recording percussions and dubbing sounds in this right moment.
All right. Where will you, when you release the album, will you go touring again? And kind of where do you tour these days?
This week I'm free, but the 22nd of June, which is also, by the way, my birthday, we will play with Raster and also with Marcello Coleman, which is the singer of Alma Megretta, the band we heard before, and also with Vlastur, which will make a DJ set. We will play in a huge reggae festival called Anti Festival. And then we have a concert the 28th, 29th, 30th, 5th of July, then we have 1st of August, 2nd of August, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and what else? The 17th of August. So we are playing a lot, and in all festivals and big events, so the summer is going to be good.
So where are these shows mostly taking place?
Open festivals, but all in Italy. This year, this summer we are performing only in Italy. And I hope that in next winter we will be able to make another European tour. So going outside Italy and going probably to Austria and Holland, Belgium, and where else? Poland. We will see.
And maybe even Alaska one day.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Pablo, I wanted to get back to the music here a little bit before we go to your dessert recipe. It looks like the next song on your list is Africa Unite by Ruggini?
Ruggine, yes.
Ruggini.
Africa Unite is the main Italian reggae band. They are the oldest, they are still active, and when in Italy someone speaks about reggae, they say Bob Marley or Africa Unite, which is also, by the way, the name of a song of Bob Marley. And this song, Ruggine, is very old, but it was very famous from them because it's very energetic. And Ruggine, how to translate, is when you have a piece of iron and then you put underwater, and this iron is becoming ruined by the water. That's the Ruggine.
And this is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.
Pensieri, sciogli tutti i sensi. dalla bocca che martella il suo tamburo per chiamare alla lunetta il coro sottomuto. Ma la verità spesso un dito imprevedibile balla sola sui marciapiedi. Chi l'ha alleato e chi per propaganda elettorale è bombardato. Dimmi che riempie le piazze, scelgo tutto il più sincero. Chi non merita più stima o dire onore del vero. E nuove influenze e di nuovi confini. Con quale nuova droga si faranno i bambini? Frusta sui desideri.
Sicuro che brucia, ti cuoce dentro, ti fa un incendio, come due cuori si sa. La vita è veloce perché due cuori uniti poi diventano tre. La vita non si ferma perché due cuori uniti poi diventano tre.
Diventano tre. Los ríos van de los Monte Palomares. Tienes en las manos buenas cartas, tú sabes. Cuidado, no las tires, no las eches a la suerte. Soy dichoso, mami, soy dichoso. Contigo en el compás, ya tú sabes. Somos y ya somos, ritmo de tambores. Dos corazones son tres corazones.
Run, run, baby, run, run for me. Then I run, run, baby, run, run for you. Run, run, baby, run, run for me.
And that was Mau Mau from Due Cuori. Pablo, why did you choose that song for your island?
Oh, basically this song is because my girlfriend really loves this song. So I wanted to make a tribute. And if I am on a desert island without her, when I will listen to this song, I will always think of her.
And who is your girlfriend?
Sorry?
And who is your girlfriend?
Oh, my girlfriend, she's track number 4 from my 5th album, which is called Agata. And she's a Polish girl, which is living in the crazy sunny Italy.
I know. I happen to know Agata, and I care for her very much. So I'm glad that you'll have a song that will remind you of her on your island.
Yeah.
Pablo, what dessert is your favorite dessert that, or well, maybe not your favorite, but one that you would choose to have with you perhaps forever on your deserted island?
I couldn't live without tiramisu. Oh, tiramisu, I think that's also famous worldwide, and it's a very sweet dessert with also coffee inside, so and eggs cream, yellow cream, and oh my god, and chocolate, and it makes me very energetic, and it's considered also one aphrodisiac dessert.
And then do you make your own version, or do you always go out, or do you have a family recipe?
I'm quite lazy, honestly, so mostly I just go to a patisserie and say, hello, do you have 10 kilos of tiramisu for me just before dinner? And, and I bring always my big spoon to eat.
Oh, that's wonderful. The 10 kilos would just about do for me, although, Rachel, you might want some too.
Yeah, I might want more than that.
So while we're at it, what's your favorite flavor of gelato?
Good question. I don't know. Italy is considered the land of gelato also, ice cream. But I think I like cocoa and watermelon. Yeah, I like fruit flavors.
I just discovered melon recently myself, and a big, big fan. Well, so it appears that there's quite a lot of festivals that feature reggae music in Italy. And so it sounds a little bit like reggae music is gaining a foothold in Italy, and that you and the people you know are a big part of that. Would you say that reggae music is advancing in Italy?
Yes. I'm noticing this, that reggae music is getting more and more popular, and even pop bands, they put a lot of reggae elements inside their songs. You can listen more often reggae in the national radio channels. So this is good thing for me, because I'm a reggae and dub musician, so more audience.
So the let's look at the next song coming up and see why you have chosen the next song on your list of music that would be the 10 songs that you would have on a deserted island, perhaps forever.
It's it's Tonight by Madaski. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, you said correct. Madaski is the dub producer in Italy. He's the dub master, and he was my producer in 2010. And I am very grateful to him, because the few things I know about production, he really taught me everything. And he was my inspiration when I started to be a producer, not just a musician, but to produce things on my own. And I was always looking at how he did that, what he did in those, and he really taught me a lot of things. And Tonight, I think, is a very cool song by him.
Pablo, let me ask you real briefly, for those of us that don't produce music, there's writing a lyric, and then there's writing the notes, the song, and then there's playing in a band. What does a producer do?
Well, the producer can be just a producer which is recording all the instruments one by one and then mixing. So putting the right volume and the right effect to every channel, to every single instrument. Or it can be also artistic producer. And there he's taking the band is playing the song, and then he's saying, no, here this part doesn't work. This part also doesn't work. This part, okay, this works, but then the song will be just 20 seconds. So we have to find something to make the song at least 3 minutes long. So he will also create some bridge in the song, or add some sounds, some elements, or suggesting. So he will be really melting the old song into a new statue. So into something new and more beautiful. And this is something which Vlasov is doing at the moment with us in the other room in the studio, and which I do for other bands. So it's like Priest, that when they want to go into the confessional, they go to some other Priest. They don't do by themselves.
All right, here is Madaski with a song called Tonight.
Why won't you come home and tell me that you love me?
Decision time.
Why won't you squeeze me with all your might? Tonight, tonight, tonight.
You better make up your mind. Better make up your mind. Better make up your mind. Tonight you better make up your mind. Mind. Tonight
strade della vacanza, segno già la tua lontananza.
And that was Delta V with Un'estate fa. And we're with Pablo Roster here and his 10 songs that he would take to a deserted island. Pablo, why did you choose that song?
Because that song makes me cry sometimes. And this is a cover of an Italian band, played by an Italian band called Delta V. And the original song is from Mina. She's a singer from the 60s and super famous in Italy. And this song talks about one summer ago, you were here, now you're no more here, but I'm still thinking to you. And normally I don't like love songs, to be honest. They give me diabetes. But this one uses the right words. Every word is balanced and it's so too strong sometimes for me. If I drink a glass of wine, I will listen to this song, I will cry like a baby. It's very emotional.
Well, tell us a little bit about wine in Italy. You're in Spoleto, and wine abounds. Any words about wine?
we just had dinner with Blaster, and we opened a bottle of wine. Wine is really a culture in Italy. And in my region, Umbria, which is a very small region, but in the perfect center of Italy, we have very famous wine and wine producers. And so everybody who wants to come in the center of Italy, I suggest them to try the local wines because they will have an unforgettable experience.
All right. Well, and then speaking of travel, have you traveled to the United States ever?
I was there twice, but when I was younger, I mean, the first time I was in New York with my parents, but I was something like 13 years old. The second time I came when I was 22 years old, and I was there for 1 month, something like that. And I arrived in New York, then we rented a car, and we arrived to Los Angeles by car. So we crossed all the states. That was really, really cool.
Oh, wow. That sounds wonderful. You know, I wanted to ask you, have you ever been to Jamaica?
No, never. And honestly, I'm not so much interested to go there because many friends went there and they told me that there is no so more reggae music there, but only this new kind of reggae, like raga, ragamuffin, or reggaeton, these kind of things, which I really don't like. So I don't want to destroy the Jamaica, which I have in my mind.
Nice. Let's talk about your next song. Zion Train is the band, and the song is called Baby Father. Tell us about that.
Zion Train is also a very famous dub producer in Europe, like Vlastur is. And they mix reggae, dub, and drum and bass. So they start to be really energetic and very electronic. And Zion Train produced one remix of one of my songs and I have to say that they made such a good job. So I decided to put in my playlist also one song of them, because when I want to be energetic, to jump like crazy on this island, then I want to listen Baby Father.
Yeah, man, it's me, Letta White, to the reality. You know it's all about them youth, cha, 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 cha. How do you them are the future? You get me, get me, get me, get me, get me. This one's a message to all the conscious baby fathers them. When we look and say, baby father, do you know what it takes to be a father? Even when the pressure getting harder, you know you still can't run away. In your kids' life, you have to stay. Baby father, do you have what it takes to be a father? I'm so sweet, you baby mama.
Father, do you know what it takes to be a father? Even when the pressure
And that was Zion Train, Baby Father. And so you'll be jumping around on your island with that song.
Yes. And I had to be careful because it's full of cramps here, so they could hit my feet. So I.
You mentioned jumping. Well, Rachel brought up the fact that you tend to jump around quite a bit when you're on stage. And I don't know that we mentioned that you're the lead singer of Roster. And so you do play guitar, you do play bass, but not necessarily on stage. Is that right?
Yeah, no more. When we were playing reggae music, I was also a guitarist on stage. But I saw that playing the guitar and singing at the same time made me impossible to move all around the stage. And so the live set was more static. So I decided to just play, to sing, I mean, to play with the voice. And this is much, much better. And now that we are playing dub, guitar is not more 100% necessary. So we decided, okay, we have a dub master, we have a percussionist. They are playing and I will sing and I will move.
Do you keep in mind how you move on stage when you write?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes especially when I have to write the refrain of the songs, then I decide to make it short and very easy to remember, so that after one or two times that people are listening to this, they will start to sing it. And also for me, it will be not difficult to move and sing at the same time. Yes, this I'm taking a little bit of interest in this in these things.
And what kind of things do you tend to write about? What kind of things do you write about in your music?
I'm not really into politics. So many reggae bands in Italy are really deeply politics. I'm not. I'm also not for songs like legalize marijuana or something like this. I don't care. Mostly I just write on what's around me. So I can write even about the sky when it's raining since 2 weeks. And then, why sky, why you cry so much? And then you make me cry because I see you crying. So stop crying and smile to me. Very simple things, but they work. Then they make people happy, and this is important.
Let's bring out your last song of the list. And it is from a band called Zomboy. And this is a song that might be political. It's called Nuclear Hands Up.
Yeah. This is Zomboy is a dubstep producer. And he's not famous like Skrillex, but I think he's much, much better. He's from London, I think, anyway, UK, and he has a very wide knowledge of music. In this song, you will listen, you will recognize a lot of reggae elements, even if the overall sound is very mechanical. So I really like this one.
Let me see your hands in the air. Let me see your hands in the air. It's about hear this when you drop off on your chair. Take your free card, one like you know not care. Let me sing, yeah, let me sing, yeah, let me sing, yeah, let me sing, yeah.
And that was Zomboy with Nuclear Hands Up. And that concludes the 10 songs that Pablo Roster, our guest that we've cast away on a deserted island tonight. Those are his 10 songs. And thank you, Pablo.
Oh, thanks to you. It's really a pleasure to be here with you, even if we are just on Skype, but we are close. I feel you close.
Well, the ship has appeared on the horizon, so you get to be rescued from your deserted island, and you can come back now to as much music as you can possibly listen to of any kind, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, okay. So we will meet again because the boat is bringing me to to the world again, and I will visit Alaska and be with you.
And we look forward to that, Pablo, very much. So thanks again for the putting together your 10 songs and for sharing your stories and for sharing your music with us.
Grazie mille.
Thank you. Prego, it's my pleasure.
Arrivederci, Pablo.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.